Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KYW Original Podcasts.
Navigating all the food at Philadelphia's Christmas Village.
What's the translation of Lieberkäse? What does that mean?
Liver cheese.
I'll tell you what's good to eat in Love Park this holiday season. So Philadelphia's Christmas Village is up and running in Love Park. It's an authentic German market that you'll find in certain European cities. And Liakuta with the Christmas Village was brought from Germany to help make it authentic. The Christmas Village is not to be confused with the Made in Philadelphia market, which is across the way. Of course, if you go into the commissary there, you'll see things like Philly cheesesteaks, French toast bites. You kind of know what those things are. French fries, hot chocolate. You know what those things are. But do you know what Kaiserspätzle is? Or Flammkuchen? Or Bratwurst and Schnitzel? So Leah is taking us on a tour of all the food. She'll explain what it is, how to pronounce it, very important. And that way you'll know what is good to eat. So come with me as we check out all of the German food that's in town this time of the year right now in Philadelphia. This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW. I'm Hadass Kuznets in Love Park with Leah Kuta of the Christmas Village, and she is giving us the highlights of the food because it's a lot to take in. So we need like kind of a tour, somebody to explain to us what we're eating. So there's a lot to eat here, right?
Yes, it is. We have everything. It's more European themed, so we have lots of specialities. You would find it at an authentic German Christmas market. We have cheese, we have bratwurst, we have everything.
So what are some of the things that you're offering here at Christmas Village that we Americans might not recognize?
So I don't know if you're familiar with raclette cheese. It's Swiss cheese, and you kind of swipe it on a bread. You melt it, and then you swipe it off on a bread. That's super delicious. You put some pickles, some spring onions on it. It's so, so good. We also have bratwurst with sauerkraut. That's sausage in a bun. With sauerkraut, we have cheesy, like the German mac and cheese. It's called Käsespätzle. It's, yeah, cheesy pasta with onions on top. We got sweet stuff. We got strudel. We got cinnamon rolls. We got a lot of...
Wait, the strudel? Tell me about the strudel. And wait, first of all, let's talk about the raclette, because the raclette I know is like famous in the Christmas Village, and you can smell it a mile away.
Yes, you can, but it smells delicious.
And the strudels are all different kinds.
Yeah, so we have some with apple, some with chocolate, Nutella as well, so whatever you like. They're very popular in Germany. You can find them anywhere in any bakery. It has like a kind of filling in it and then like kind of dough on the outside.
What else can we eat? People are probably coming in for lunch or for dinner.
Yeah, we have lunch specials as well. So you can get a bratwurst and a drink for $6 during from 11 till 1 during weekdays if you want to do that. And other than that, we have goulash, which is like a soup that you can get. And yeah,
is that European?
Yeah, it is. I think it's Hungarian.
Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah, and loads of offerings. We have schnitzel in a bun as well. Then we have Leberkäse, which is kind of meatloaf that you can get on like a bun or burger kind of thing as well. So
say that again.
Leberkäse. So, yeah, we have schnitzel, Leberkäse, bratwurst and raclette on a bread.
Spell Leberkäse.
L-E-B-E-R and then K, the A with the two dots on top, S-E.
It's two words?
And now it's together. In Germany, we write everything together.
What's the translation of Liebekäse? What does that mean?
Liver cheese.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's full meat, so no cheese, actually.
Oh. So it's like a meat sandwich. What kind of meat?
It's pork. So it's just a meatloaf that it gets all punched together, and then you kind of put it in between a bun.
Is it similar at all to like if a cheesesteak was pork without the cheese?
No.
Nothing like
it's
that.
It's more, it yeah, the color is more pinkish as well. It's not so brown, you know what I mean?
Got it.
Yeah.
What are some of the must-eats here at the Christmas Village?
So I'd say get a raclette cheese sandwich and get a mulled wine with it because they go together amazingly. And that's the full-on experience you need on a German Christmas market. The one thing that everyone eats on a German Christmas market is obviously bratwurst with sauerkraut. So you could try that as well.
Ah, and sauerkraut is the thing, right? The winter food because it's, you know, fermented. It's in the, it's like in a jar. It's like the thing that you eat through the winter. Is that right?
Yeah, kind of. You could say that.
What are some of the foods that remind you of home?
It's definitely the sauerkraut that we just talked about and the bratwurst, but also the Käsespätzle, which are the cheesy noodles. We have them in Bavaria a lot, especially in winter when you go skiing and you have a break. And on top of the mountains, that's what you eat.
So how similar is it to the mac and cheese that we know here in America?
Similar, but the pasta is different. So it's like an egg noodle kind of thing, and it's not genuine pasta.
So, and they mix it up and they put it like in a little container?
We have it in a little bowl, and then you put onions and parsley on top.
Onions? I never thought of putting onions and parsley on the mac and cheese.
Yeah, like that's a German way. That's how we do it.
And you have a beer garden here called the Alm?
Yes, we do.
What does the Alm mean?
It's hard to translate. Alm is basically a open area you would have on a mountain where you can eat.
Is it like the Alm, the Alps, or no? Is that totally different?
No, you would have an Alm in the Alps. It's basically like a wooden hut that you have up there where you can eat, like when you after you hiked or after you skied.
So it's a nice little place to take a break.
Yeah, definitely. A little picnic area.
Is there anything new this year at the Christmas Village?
Oh yeah, we have Flammkuchen, which is...
Say that again!
Flammkuchen.
And wait, spell that.
Yeah, it translates to flame cake. So Flammkuchen.
Flammkuchen.
Flammkuchen, yes. And that's basically German flatbread pizza. But it's like pizza dough, then you have creme fraiche on it, cheese, onion, and bacon. Oh. And it's delicious.
Flammkuchen sounds good.
Flammkuchen, yes.
I like saying it. So that's new here.
Yes, it is.
All right. And that sounds like something kids would like flatbread pizza.
Yeah, definitely. Everyone loves this. And we have that in the courtyard. Like, that is from Christmas Village-wise, our new addition in the courtyard. We also have cinnamon rolls. That is new. I guess everyone knows them. And yeah, those are our new additions.
So the food is here in Love Park. I know that the Christmas Village has expanded over to City Hall a little bit. Is there food there too?
Yeah. At City Hall, that's where the Flammkuchen and the cinnamon rolls are. We don't have any food at North Broad yet. Stay tuned. Next year, we will probably have some. But yeah, at the courtyard, you can get food as well. You can also get food at the Made in Philadelphia Holiday Market at Dilworth Park. There we have a huge food tent where you can get Philly cheesesteak, French toast bites, fries, funnel cake, lots of things.
Local thing.
Yeah, that's like the Made in Philadelphia Holiday Market is our local market, and Christmas Village is like our European or worldwide market.
So that's why they bring in people like you from Germany that know what it's like. You've grown up with it.
Yeah, we're really trying to get this as authentic as it can be. And I'm from Germany, and I can tell you it is authentic.
And when you come out with your family in Germany, what did you eat or what do you eat? What's your biggest food memory from the Christmas Village in Germany?
So I guess it's more about the mulled wine in Germany. So you go there and the first thing you get is a mulled wine. But Käsespätzle are huge there. And obviously the bratwurst, like the one thing you get there is a bratwurst. It's so easy. You just go there, grab it, eat it. Easy to eat. And yeah, that's just what we do.
Wait, Käsespätzle is the mac and cheese?
Yes.
Okay. All the words. I gotta keep it straight in my head.
Yeah.
So you have to get the, let's review, the The raclette cheese.
The raclette cheese sandwiches, they're amazing. If you want the full-on German experience, go for the bratwurst with sauerkraut. We have traditional and smoked. And if you want a vegetarian option, you can also go with the German mac and cheese, which are Käsespätzle. And we also have the kind of German flatbread pizza thingy, which is Flammkuchen, where you have flatbread pizza with creme fraiche and cheese and everything.
There was a year, I don't know if you still have it, something called the Döner kebab.
Oh, we still have that as well. True, I forgot about that.
That was one of my favorites. How can you forget?
No, true. That's like a more of a flatbread as well. And you stuff it with loads of vegetables and meat.
Meat. Like meat that you cut off the spit, right?
Yeah, you do.
All right. Leah Kute is with the Christmas Village here in Love Park and across the street at City Hall. Thank you so much and happy holiday. Oh, what are the hours?
We're open until Christmas Eve, and we're open from 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. Sunday to Thursday. And then Friday and Saturday, we're open from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m.
Leah Kute, thank you so much.
You're welcome. It was nice having you.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadass Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadass Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.